subscription.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, I don't want people to think that the men of God don't have a sense of humor as well, right? You got to have a little spark every once in a while. I think that's important. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, again, we are broadcasting live from Concord Wingate in the state of North Carolina. We got a couple events going on tomorrow. We just got done doing Gastonia Tea Party last night, and we got a Truth for a New Generation coming up with Josh McDowell. And, friends, I hope that goes over pretty well. That's like oil and water. But you know what? Maybe I'm going there to learn something. So, friends, just saying. All right, cool. Go ahead, sit down. Everything's going to be okay. You know, I remember one day I was driving by a church in Osseo, Minnesota, and I just felt my spirit, man, wake up the dead church. And the Bible does say we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I remember John Wesley said that, you know, I set myself on fire every morning and the world comes to watch me burn. I guess I do understand just a little tiny bit of that. And I also understand that light exposes darkness, and men, for the most part, don't like that because their deeds were evil and wicked, John 3:18. And they loved darkness rather than the light. But again, friends, especially the friends of sonsoflibertyradio.com, we're not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional public. Republic, correct? Not democracy. All right, anyways. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and my pretty little princess. She's going to be on the radio with me again today. Do you like that? Good. I figured you would.
Can you hear that rousing applause
It's in the background. Yes.
It's like growing and growing. I can feel it.
We're going to hear more of that tomorrow. But folks, anyways, in saying that, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Yeah. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Yeah. The voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, they call themselves, wish to silence. Yeah. The patriots that the globals despise. Yeah, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go see some of the new pictures, uploads, our table that we're set up in North Carolina for tomorrow's event and Sunday's event. So we are in North Carolina for 9 days, and I think I got one day off, and today was it. And a day off for me, friends, just isn't a day off. But anyways, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the new stuff, new videos. Got some new articles coming out on WND, Freedom Post, Western Journalism, and the such, and 34 other outlets across the country twice a week. So you can check those articles out on Sons of Liberty on Facebook as well. If you'd like to be my friend, there's a personal page. And there's a fan page, and that is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Like them both if you do, and like them both if you don't. I can see there's quite a few people that don't like me, but they always take the time to acknowledge themselves in one way or another. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and phone lines are accessible. I had shared with you over the last couple days trying to get me to jam all the information into 1 hour. Or asking me, or just like when we were doing this tea party yesterday, I'd actually shared with the people, asking me that, or, you know, asking me to shut down after an hour is like asking a woman that likes to talk, that just drank a whole pot of coffee, to sew things up in 2 minutes. It's probably just not going to work out that way. So phone lines are inaccessible. And to say all that to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Pretty Little Princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains
so authoritative.
Are in someone else's head. You want them in your own, not in someone else's. Well, as you mentioned, we just did the Gastonia Tea Party last night. It was just an awesome night. I thought it was
cool
great.
People.
Yeah, and we actually had a comment. You wrote on Facebook, just finished up a tea party in Gastonia, North Carolina. Betty Lou said, God bless you for all you do. Come to Concord, North Carolina. It's kind of interesting. That's where
interesting.
We find ourselves.
We're here.
We're here today. That's funny, Betty Lou. So, but check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Also, Tim Brown and part of his family was there last
Freedom
night.
Freedom Outpost.
From
yes.
Freedom Outpost. It was so nice to see you there. So thanks for coming. And also, you have an awesome story of a veteran that came up to you last night. Would you mind sharing that?
Unexpectedly, honey. You just jumped on me unexpectedly. We had a veteran there, and I talk about the price paid for our liberties and how showing the younger generation the price paid for their liberties will eradicate the dilemma in which you're in today. And I shared the stories about the veterans and how the veterans rock, so on and so forth. And I began to show the people that showed up at the event yesterday the price paid for their freedoms. And all of a sudden I looked over, and here's this individual who has a Purple Heart on his hat, and he was a veteran. And I just took some time to acknowledge him and to thank him. Over and over and over again. And I said, you guys are my heroes in the natural. If it wasn't for guys like you, I wouldn't be here today. And at the end of my program, this individual comes out to me. His name was Steve. And he was the man that I was acknowledging at this tea party in Bastonia, North Carolina. And what he did is he walked up to me and he said, this does not come cheap. And he saluted. And he saluted me with a dead... just the deadness of everything within his whole being. And the only thing that emanated from him was respect and acknowledging him and the boys that he seen died fighting for our freedoms. And he also shared with me the fact that he had 3 Purple Hearts, and he also acknowledged to me that there were several of his buddies that were killed in Vietnam. But when he saluted me, friends, I just didn't know if there was going to be a watershed moment, but it just totally took me off guard. But it was probably one of the most memorable moments that I've ever had doing a tea party, and it's one that I'll never forget.
And that's priceless.
It was
just
priceless.
Awesome. You can't buy that. That's respect.
I don't deserve that. But I saluted him back, and it was just...
Well, if I can say, I think these veterans, when they see you honoring the sacrifice and what they sacrifice for and what their buddies sacrifice for, to look at a man upholding that and thanking them for that by what he's doing, it's honorable for them. Listen, my buddies didn't die in vain. I'm saluting you because you're carrying on the torch that, you know, they couldn't exactly carry on because they had to sacrifice themselves.
That's what he had said to me. He goes, I said, that honor belongs to you. I mean, I didn't even know how to respond to him, really. I mean, the man looks at me, his waters. You know, the water in his eyes was accumulating around his lids, and I just looked at him, and he puts his hand up, and he salutes me, and he was just, it was as if he was saluting, you know, his captain or something, and I just felt that, you know, Lord, when I, you know, take part in this kind of stuff, I want you to know that I'm saluting you, that I'm honoring you. The captain of our salvation, his name is Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, when you get around these veterans truly rock, nothing short of rocking.
And as you say, they are your heroes, and they are because of their sacrifice that they've laid down their lives for our country. Very much so. That was a great night last night. So thank you for all that came out. We love to see you there.
Folks, we've been talking about Joel Osteen, and we've been asking you the question, is this heresy? Is this man a heretic? Is the modern day, you know, fathers of the church in America, is it really the church? And we've been giving you some, well, itemized information, and we've been showing you the non-scriptural stance in which these supposed men of God have taken. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Be right back. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, heaven without hell. We're going to get over to Joel Osteen and Is He a Heretic? And just a moment. Back to you, Pretty Princess. Hey.
Well, speaking of what the quote that you just said, you had written an article called The Church Militant, Where Is It? And one of the comments that we had from Western journalism was this. AJ said, the cross is an offense and should be boldly preached in times of peace, prosperity, and growing persecution. It has not been preached boldly, accurately, or consistently. And that, my friends, has enabled moral relativism and secular humanism to get a foothold. Edwards and Whitfield would show today.
Oh, yeah.
Even now, we are trying to make apologies, he says. Jesus is coming and he's not pleased. No apologies. Lots of good responses from that church militant, whereas the people are wondering and looking for the militant church.
What are they apologizing for?
And he said, I don't know. No apologies.
I mean, that's literally like standing next to Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary and looking at the Pharisees and the Herodians that had him crucified and turned and looked at them and apologized to them for what Jesus did on their behalf.
That's right.
That's pretty sick.
And compromising the word, which is what we are not doing. So if you enjoyed the Church Militant Part 1, the Church Militant Part 2 just came out yesterday. It's on WND. If you want to check that out, it goes along with more of what you're saying about the Part 1 with Church Militancy. So you'll be excited to see that. And also George Soros.
Okay, well, let's go back just 1 second here.
Sure.
If you want to look at the picture with the script on it, it says, if you want to see the God of Moses, then do that which Moses did. If you want to see the God of David, then do that which David did. If you want to see our Lord Jesus Christ, then do that which Christ did and keep his commandments. And by the way, friends, that is the love of God. Read 1 John. That's the New Testament.
And if you look at those men like David and Moses and Abraham and Daniel, they all found themselves in the position where the Lord had to show up strong on their behalf, but they were obedient. Why was Daniel? Because he refused to not pray to God. He was going to pray to God anyway. So all these people that found themselves in those situations, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob showed up strong on their behalf because they did not compromise and because they stood.
Amen.
So check that out, Church Militant Part 2 on WND. Also, we had one of our affiliates write an article about George Soros' campaign, change.org, basically attacking our ministry, starting a petition to get us out of the Minnesota State Fair. We have 11,000 likes on that and going strong. People are not backing down. They want Christians to boldly take a stand. And one of the comments from Don said, and may he bless Bradley Dean and the good fight. Amen. And it is a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. And we are moving on. And we are excited to be here in North Carolina. Just to go over the schedule real quick again, we just finished the Gastonia Tea Party. Now we're going to be doing the Truth for a New Generation Conference out in Charlotte. That's going to be at the Baptist Church of Northside Baptist Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're going to be doing 45-minute, you know, these talking texts to the youth by yourself, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just receiving information as we go on here, but it's interesting that it's for the youth, but yet the students are being divided from their parents while they have speakers for the parents. But the awesome part about all of this is I get 3,000 students to come over and listen to me.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? The Lord will do what the Lord
will
do. That's
right. It's going to be a great time. And then in between those, sandwiched in between those, you have a drum seminar, which is going to be very exciting. I think that'll be interesting. And for all those folks who said, hey, I've never seen Bradley Dean play the drums.
Go to junkyardprofit.com, junkyardprofit.com.
That's right. You can see him drumming up there if you can't make it to Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow. But we're excited. Also, moving from there, going into Rockingham, you're going to be speaking on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at the Outreach for Jesus Church. That's in Hamlet, North Carolina. Also at 7 p.m. you'll be speaking New Hope Baptist Church in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Which general of God was it that he preached like five times a day? Was that
John Wesley?
Wesley,
he rode
yes.
over 500,000 miles horseback. He used to eat berries. And friends, he preached five times a day as an open field preacher.
That's a man dedicated to God.
So if you ever feel like you're tired, just think about what he's done. And he found the energy and the strength by the Holy Spirit. But Scripture tells us the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. And yes, indeed, it is and was. I believe John Wesley lived to be 89 years old.
Wow, that's pretty long for that time frame, that time period in history and, you know, for the life expectancy. I think that's pretty long life.
You
so,
think?
Amen. And the Lord bless him.
That's 70, the Bible promises 70 or 80 in strength. Read Psalm 90.
He got his promised years. And then we're going on from there.
Slow your roll for a second here. You're kind of acting like this is your show.
Well, I'm here to what's the word?
You're my
compliment
helper.
You.
Okay.
Yes, and I am excited to be here, and I don't mind showing
I
you.
Think you like the fact that I call you Pretty Princess all the time.
You know, that probably gave me some extra juice.
Matter of fact, when she gobbles it up, she walks out of here like a gobbling turkey.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Or a vein is a peacock, one
that's
of the two.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go on. We're going to be at the Richmond Community College coming up here on the 1st, also on the 2nd, Richmond Community College as well, and then finishing things up on Thursday, October 3rd, in Rockingham, North Carolina. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can find all the details. We hope to see you there.
Okay, cool. Does that mean you're done?
That means I'm done.
Okay, friends, we've been talking about Joel Osteen, and if he's a heretic, question mark, do you feel that he's a heretic, question mark? And then what we did is we kind of exposed how he is actually rebuking the patriarchs, the apostles, Peter, James, John, and the such. He's actually rebuking them while he's opening the wide gates of hell for the immoral, for those that have no business in the church. Listen, all are welcome. You know, come as you are, but leave as you are changed. Back in the day, during the Puritan times, Spurgeon's time, in some cases, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers out of England, you know that it took 1 to 3 years to prove people before they could actually be a part of a church? And Scripture tells us to prove people. Now what we see is come all. Yes, again, friends, come all. Come all to Jesus. He will in no wise cast those out that come unto him by God, by the Spirit of God. But keep in mind, you know what? Come as you are, leave as you are changed. And if you don't leave changed, then you know what? And you want to stay where you're at in your sins, and you want a false covering of a false grace, then that's fine. Then go find somewhere else. But don't name the name of Christ and the fact that you still love your iniquity. Scripture tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness, iniquity, not in your sin. and not to wallow like a bunch of sows in your mire and think you're going to heaven. But yet again, when we look at the Joel Osteens or the fathers of the church, as they're called in America today, friends, it's false grace for the most part. Hands down, easy. It's not scriptural. And when you begin to notice the straight stick, which is the Word of God, you continuously see the deviation of these supposed men of God in America today. And friends, what we need to do is we need to get back to the scripture and not move to the left nor to the right. Just like I tell you in the natural, you know what? We're not a democratic form of government. We're a Republican form of government. And it's like this. We're told that the Democrats are there and the Republicans are there. But let me say it this way. We have one constitutional republic, friends. And if you read Article 4, that you will see and find for yourselves that we are one nation under God. It's not one nation under 15 gods. It's not our government, one nation under 15 different constitutions. And I hope you get what I'm saying. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and there's one name under heaven whereby men must be saved and might be saved, and his name is Jesus Christ. But the question I want to lay to your candor is this. Why are we at where we're at today? You know, John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that we're called, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. And what happens when all goes? Well, if we don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000 in government. And we can see that that's exactly what's taking place today. You know, yesterday when I was doing the tea party, I looked at these people during Gastonia Tea Party, and I said to them, hey, listen, you're always shouting back at what's wrong with the government, but you got to keep in mind that the government is an extension of what you allow them to be. So this is a time of correcting ourselves and taking heed and paying careful attention to ourselves and the doctrine in which God has given us. Boy, that sounds scriptural. See, if people would read the Word of God for themselves, they would know where the error lies. And let me tell you this, it's not found in Jesus Christ. It's always found in man. But again, I ask you the question, why are we where we're at today? Martin Luther said this, the great reformer. He said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect as such as teach. Listen carefully. That men should not be terrified by the law of God, his moral law, not ceremonial, friends, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Isn't that interesting? I've shared the story in the past, but let's go to the man that was in hell. The man that was in hell went to the Lord and said, hey, listen, will you go warn my five brothers? Remember, he was asking for his tongue to be cooled with some water when he was in hell, because he found out that it was real. He found out that it was not a joke. Remember, he said, please go warn my brothers. And Jesus looked at him and he said this to the man that was in hell. He said, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. In other words, if you can't hear Moses, you're not going to hear Christ. And the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. And it also says in the New Testament, the law, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. See, the problem is people don't understand that if we don't understand the purpose of the law, how is it that we say we understand the purpose of Jesus Christ? Law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I'll explain when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey, just wanted to give a shout out to my friends down at GCN, the operators. You guys are doing a backside kick job. Was that proper? I hope so. You guys are doing a great job down there, Don. And I just wanted to tell you guys thank you and acknowledge as well. I also have Chase on the road with me, continuously setting up this radio program and helping me produce, as well as a little nine-year-old by the name of Samuel. And we call him Buggy. He just happens to be my little man. So I wanted to just let everybody know that, listen, I don't do this by myself. I couldn't do it by myself. And, you know, if I could, I still wouldn't want to do it by myself. I just appreciate all the help that I get, and I love people. That's just kind of how it works. Aside of that, I also wanted to give a shout-out to Alan Davis. He said, I heard you today on 1470 AM in Maryville, Tennessee. He said, excellent expose. Why, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. But I contribute all of my success by the Holy Ghost, if I have any whatsoever. A man had actually walked up to John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress, which happened to be second to the Bible in sales across the world. And it might still be there today. But in saying that, a man walked up to him and said, I just wanted to tell you how great of a sermon that was. And John Bunyan said back to him, Satan already told me that. That's a man that understands spiritual things. Never take praise unto yourself. I've heard a preacher one time say, never touch God's gold and never touch his glory, friends. So let's just do that and stay safe, okay? All glory be to God. Right before the break, I was talking about wit. Mr. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said when he said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect as such as teach, listen carefully, that men should not be terrified by the law, Exodus 20. Remember, Moses exceedingly feared the Lord when God spoke, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ, said Martin Luther. How true is that? Hey, folks, what happened to the gospel that says go and sin no more? What happened to that grace? Because it's still there. It's still the scriptural grace. Read Isaiah 30 as well when you get some time. It's a false covering what you're seeing in America today. Let me give you an example right out of John 8. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him and sat down. And he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. It's a violation of the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act, the religious hypocrites, only tempting Jesus Christ. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Some speculate, friends, that Jesus was actually writing out the moral law of God in the sand. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, that's the job of the Holy Ghost, friends, as well as to comfort. But in this particular case, only come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring forth godly sorrow and godly repentance. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, conscience means with knowledge, went out one by one, beginning with the eldest. Isn't that interesting? Nowhere can you find in Scripture a young man committing sin, friends. Except the prodigal son, but how old was he? When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? The woman said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go. Now listen carefully, friends. Here's the reception of real grace. Go and sin no more. But the question, friends, is what drove her to Jesus Christ? The Pharisees. The law broken. See, until she had an understanding that she broke the law, she had no reason to go to Christ. But once she had that understanding that, listen, she's going to lose not only her life, but also her soul, in just a couple minutes, here comes Jesus Christ, the light of men, the light of the world. And the law did its job. Now let me bring you over to another analogy really quick. Mark 10:17. And when he was gone forth, this rich young ruler, there came one running and kneeled down to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Now listen carefully. This is Jesus saying this to the young ruler, the rich young ruler. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all of these have I observed from my youth. He was justifying himself, friends. He didn't understand real grace. See, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble, to those that are ready to receive it. Isaiah 66:2 says, Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. You go to Psalm 51. Remember when David was busted with Bathsheba and Nathan pointed his finger at the king's face and said, Thou art the man, that faithful witness, only to deliver David's soul? Remember, it was in the book of Psalm chapter 51 where he said, The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Let me say it this way, friends, so you can understand. Until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you. You need to understand that. We are to be broken vessels only to be filled and filled with His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Remember, John the Baptist said this, friends, in John 3, I must decrease that He might increase. Remember, John The Baptist said, we can receive nothing unless it come from heaven. Remember, we're to be endued with power from on high by the Holy Ghost, but he only fills. You cannot fill a cup that is filled up. It must be emptied. And David talked about that as well. My cup overfloweth. Psalm 23. But let's get back to this rich young ruler who was trying to justify himself. And here's Jesus using the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto himself. The rich young ruler said, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said unto him, listen to the words. Jesus loved him, and looking on him, he said, one thing you lack. See, it's where the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. The Bible says that your righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. I shared yesterday with you, friends, I don't know if I expounded what I needed to expound during my discourse, but it's important that you understand this. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. Your righteousness is but filthy rags in his sight. When I was talking about this yesterday, I said when we look in Scripture and we talk about the poor and the contrite, we need to understand the poor are not those that have been jilted out of their boyfriend or girlfriend, out of their house, out of their riches. No, oftentimes it's riches that pull us away from God, but when we lose those things, it brings us unto God. Psalm 119, David said, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then, secondarily, all these things will be added unto you. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13 as well. Because we find him when we seek the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and not until then. But poor in Scripture means that you are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. See, when we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, we're born of the Holy Spirit, John 3:3. And what's interesting about that is we put off the old man because we've obeyed that form of doctrine that God has given unto us, Romans 6. See, we make a choice in everything that we do. See, if I go back to the Old Testament, I can say this. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set this before you, life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Everything you do is an act of faith. It's a choice, everything that you do, my friends. And the choice that I make every day of my life as I put off the old man. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I put on the new man, Colossians 3. And then when I think about scriptures in the book of Romans chapter 13, it says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. See, if we walk in the Spirit, and if we live in the Spirit, then let's also walk in the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8, them are children of the sons of God and daughters of God. Okay? I hope I said that slow enough for you. Folks, I got so much in my heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shoots out like a machine gun. Sorry about that. Listen to the downloads slow. You know, the podcast, listen to them really slow so everything makes sense. But let me get back to this point with Jesus. He looked on whom he loved and he said, this one thing you lack. He said, go your way and sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor. In other words, what your heart is attached to before the God of heaven, go sell it. Get it out of the way because you need to understand that that's a violation of the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Your money, your girlfriend, your house, your riches, whatever the case might be. He said, get rid of it. Because until God is everything to you, you're not going to understand heaven at all. You'll never understand the purposes of the Spirit until you are dead to self. That's what he's saying. One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. But he loved his riches more than he loved Christ, because it says, and he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And then the apostles in Mark 10, they were bent out of shape too. Remember Jesus said? He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? He also said in one particular spot, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Yet we see this all over the United States of America. What is the God of America? Riches, wealth. And guess what we're being depleted of, friends, by a criminal administration on a daily basis? riches, and wealth. No longer do we serve God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, so sooner or later we're going to be ending up serving a tyrant who's stealing it all away. Either you're going to serve God with your whole heart, or else you're going to serve a tyrant by force and through oppression. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to continuously talk about this discourse. Be right back after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, speaking of riches, you want to keep us on the radio? You want to support our efforts in reaching out to the next generation? As I've shared so many times, if we don't sow into that younger generation, friends, they're going to be there to curse us later on. We see this administration attempting to emulate Mao Zedong by using the younger generation to overthrow the older generation. That's why he's teaching them, for those that are foolish enough to listen to him, that they are a democracy when in fact we're a republic. But Mao Zedong actually taught the younger generation that they were a democracy only to overthrow the Republic of China. See how that works? This is what's going on. But if you'd like to support us, do please consider supporting this ministry. We are out there on the front lines all the time. I'm getting in trouble for the right reasons to the best of my ability in the name of Christ, not outside of that. And we could surely and do surely appreciate your support. If you'd like to support, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we've been talking about heresy in the Church of America and what is it that they have departed from. Over the last couple of days, we've been talking about Joel Osteen and his counterfeitism, his fiendisms. He is not scriptural, friends. He is so far off base, it's sick. He is a heretic. This is heresy, and there's no getting away from it. It's like taking a straight stick and laying it up to a crooked one. You can see the deviations. And the way that you do that today is just simply read the Bible, because you can see these harlotins for what they really are and who they really are. The same way in government, you can read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and you can see how criminal government has become by laying those straight sticks next to them, which only shows forth their deviations. So, what's missing in the Church of America today? Preachers of the law. John Wesley, by the way, friends, I stand corrected. Chase actually had checked this out for me. John Wesley lived to 87 years old, not 89. So I stand corrected. John Wesley said, the great field preacher back in England, he said, while he cries out, "Oh, what love have I to thy law," like David did, "all the day long is my study in it," said John Wesley. He sees daily in the divine mirror more and more of his own sinfulness. See, when I read the law of God, it shows me my nothingness and his everything. Yeah-ness. I like that. You know, because the Bible says in Romans 7, the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. Therefore, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for delivering me from myself. See how that works? John Wesley says, therefore, I cannot spare the law one moment, no more than I can spare Christ, seeing I now want it as much to keep me to Christ as I ever wanted it to bring me to Him. Otherwise, this evil heart of unbelief would immediately depart from the living God. Indeed, each is continually sending me to the other, the law to Christ and Christ to the law. Now, when's the last time you heard that? Does that make sense as to why these harlotins stay away from the law of God? Because, folks, if they were to preach the law of God, then no one would look to them. They would look to God. You see how that works? Listen to what Matthew Henry said. He said, herein is the law of God above all others, that it is a spiritual law. Other laws may forbid compassing, encompassing, and imaging, which are treason in the heart, but cannot take cognizance. This is what the word says, Matthew Henry's. It cannot take cognizance. Therefore, unless there be some overt act, but the law of God takes notice of the iniquity regarded in the heart, though it go no further. Huh. Boy, that's exactly right on the money. And I just shared with you, friends, what Martin Luther said. But let me give you another script on Martin Luther's quote back in 1537. Speaking of the law, this is Martin Luther. Martin Luther spoke of the law being used as a schoolmaster to bring sinners to Christ. Listen to his words of warning. 1537, friends. This now is the Christian teaching and preaching which God be praised. We know and possess, and it is not necessary at present to develop it further, but only to offer the admonition that it be maintained in Christendom with all diligence. Friends, painstakingly. For Satan has attacked it hard and strong from the beginning until the present, and gladly would he completely extinguish it and tread it underfoot. What have these harlotins done, friends? They have made void thy law. Remember what Spurgeon said yesterday when I quoted him? He said, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceive their own guilt, said Charles Spurgeon. See, because the law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seed of malignity and informs us that leprosy lies deep within. How does the law work? It exposes the sin. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. See, here, let me. I got a couple analogies in mind. You ever dust your house and the house is super clean, but you have the shades closed because the sun is so bright? It's shining so brightly. And all of a sudden, when you're done cleaning your house, you pull back the curtains and the sun comes in and exposes all the dust in your house that you didn't see. That's what the law does. Have you ever been in a lake where you're standing in the water and you look down and you can see your feet and the water's crystal clear, and all of a sudden you move your foot around just a little bit and it stirs all the sand up and it blurs all the water? That's what the law of God does. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Listen to this. You know when you're on the highway and you're driving and everybody's going 70 miles an hour when they should only be driving 55? Now, I see those people all the time. Sometimes they'll get behind me and they'll try to push me, and it's like, I'm not going to get the ticket. I'm not going to violate the law. I haven't had a ticket in years, and I don't, you know, suppose that I want one today. But have you ever noticed that when the cop comes off the ramp onto the highway, all of a sudden everybody that's speeding sees that police car. What's the first thing they do, friends? They slow down, don't they? See the laws work? See how men respond to the law? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. That's how we respond to it. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Those that are truly Christians, I want to say this. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, because they have put off the flesh, but they have put on the Spirit. And from their heart they obey that Spirit, and the Holy Ghost does a work through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost to make us look and awake in the image of Jesus Christ. See, that's how that works. Now let me go back one more point. Stay with me. I say to the Church of America, those that say they love God, how many of you can even tell me three of the Ten Commandments? Read Exodus 20. See, Scripture says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. That's in 1 John. The Bible says, he that saith he abideth in him ought also to walk as he walked. How do you walk as he walked? How do you say you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength if you can't even tell me three of the Ten Commandments? We should know all ten of them. We should know his statutes, his judgments, and all of his laws. Not just the ten and the moral. And I'm not saying we need to establish ceremonial law. No, that's been done away with in Christ. But Jesus Christ never came to abrogate his moral law. Nowhere can you find it, friends. Read Matthew 10. I didn't come, he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law. I've come to fulfill the law. Of course. Thank you, Jesus. But everybody says they love God, but yet they don't even know three of the Ten Commandments. Therein lies the problem right there. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What's your heart attached to? Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, committing adultery, cheating, coveting, and so on and so forth. You're right, because your God doesn't exist. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, if you profess to be a Christian and you don't act out your profession from the heart, you're a hypocrite. Let me tell you what he says right after that. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And then the American church wonders why they're under the curse rather than the blessing. They say they love God, yet God said, those that keep the commandments of the Lord, Deuteronomy 28, he said, they will be overtaken by the blessings of the Lord. See, freedom is never without a fight. Salvation is never without a fight, friends. Though Jesus died and it's a finished work, yes indeed, but we take the fruit thereby by faith as we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. We follow him. Number four is this. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It means just what it means. Folks, it's not a servile love. We serve our brothers on that day. We serve mankind on that day. And of course, first and foremost, we serve God on that day. Number five is, honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise that you'll have long life upon the earth. Honor means to hold in high esteem. Follow your parents as so far as they follow the Lord. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus came in his grace and said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Wow. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus came in his grace and he said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with him or her in your heart. He said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes rather than to offend. He said, it's better to go to hell with one eye than it is to go to heaven with one eye rather than to go to hell with both. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Number nine is, thou shalt not lie. And number ten is, thou shalt not covet. Folks, Jesus is showing us the value of our soul, so stay away from sin, repent, put your faith in Jesus Christ, and move on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18, talking in 23. See ya!
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.